This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. A judge sentenced former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin to prison for the murder of George Floyd, a black man whose death set off international protests calling for racial justice. Judge Peter Cahill handed down the sentence in a courtroom on Friday.
The court commits you to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months. That's 270. That is a 10-year addition to the presumptive sentence of 150 months.
A jury convicted Chauvin of second-degree murder, unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter for pressing his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9.5 minutes as the 46-year-old black man gasped that he could not breathe. Bystander video of Floyd's death led to protests worldwide and scattered violence in Minneapolis and several other cities. With nearly 160 people unaccounted for and at least 4 dead after a seaside condominium tower near Miami, Florida, collapsed into a smoldering heap of twisted metal and concrete, searchers continue to look for possible survivors. Rescuers used both heavy equipment and their hands to comb through the wreckage on Friday in an increasingly desperate search. At a news conference, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava told WPLG, the first responders are doing the best job they can.
Our hearts are with our first responders who have been going in desperately seeking people, motivated to find them, hopeful that they will find them, and confident that their efforts will pay off.
Hope rests on how quickly crews using dogs and microphones could complete their grim but delicate task. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization said the COVID-19 Delta variant, first identified in India, is the most transmissible of the variants so far and is spreading in at least 85 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the UN agency was concerned about the increasing reach of the Delta variant. Tedros also said the unchecked circulation of the coronavirus could lead to the emergence of even more variants.
New variants are expected and will continue to be reported. That's what viruses do. They evolve.
The WHO has previously said that 2 doses of the licensed COVID-19 vaccines appear to provide strong protection against the Delta variant. However, it warned that lack of access to vaccine in poor countries, which have received fewer than 2% of the billion doses administered so far, makes them extremely vulnerable. U.S. health officials have granted emergency use for another antibody drug to help hospitalized patients with the most dangerous cases of COVID-19. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The FDA has authorized the drug Actemra from Roche for hospitalized patients who are already receiving steroid drugs, oxygen, and other measures to fight COVID-19. It's actually been approved for arthritis and several other diseases, but it will help inflammation, which is the driver of COVID-19. Studies have shown by adding this other treatment, there's a reduced risk of death and hospitalization time was cut. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. Justice Department is suing Georgia over the state's new election law, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Georgia's among more than a dozen states that have passed restrictive voting laws. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Georgia law seems aimed at denying black voters equal access through more stringent requirements on absentee ballots and fewer drop boxes in the Atlanta area, among other things.
Where we believe the civil rights of Americans have been violated, we will not hesitate to act.
Georgia Republicans aren't pushing back. Governor Brian Kemp accuses the Biden administration of lying about the law and now weaponizing the Justice Department. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A dissident Belarusian journalist and his Russian girlfriend, arrested after their airline flight was diverted to Minsk last month, have been moved from jail to house arrest. Roman Pratasevich and his Russian girlfriend, Sofia Sapega, were seized on May 23rd. When their flight from Greece to Lithuania was diverted to Minsk because of an alleged bomb threat. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.